Yeah, well, a great call right there by Holly, so we had to go a little long, right, Bobby?
Exactly.
Had to get that in there. Yeah, well, you just heard. I bet Morgan loved that. That was John Lennon from his rock and roll album. Where'd Summer go? We got to say bye. Come on in here, Summer. But I will play Holly after the show, I mean, which is a few seconds away. We're going to play stuff for Holly. B.B. King, she said?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was talking to Holly.
Holly's the best.
I'll play B.B. King, and your pick is, what, you want to hear Stevie Nicks?
I want to hear A Whole Lot of Trouble, but I bet you don't have that.
I'll find it.
Whole Lot of Trouble.
If I don't have it here, I may have it in vinyl.
I wouldn't be me.
I have time. I'll look.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes, what?
Morgan used to say to me, Stevie Nicks is going to sue you. I said, why is Stevie Nicks going to sue me, Morgan?
Yeah.
He said, because your screen name is Enchanted. And I said, but all of her people. So he made me change my thing. So I think, I don't know what I was on AOL, Summer Sidekick, or what is it? Me and Computers, no go.
I'm looking something up over here, so I don't know.
So,
B.B. King.
I think Eric's going to call in, even though you're over.
Oh, somebody's calling right now. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Hang on.
Shaka Khan. Eric Brown.
I'm trying to get doing too many things at once. Somebody who... Call. Oh, now they're up there. Answer that and tell them to call the 855 number. Here's a little B.B. King. And we'll be right back. We'll stick around a little longer.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Brian?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, Brian, how you doing? My name is Eric Brown. I'm a drummer, musician, and I was a friend of Morgan Hughes.
Awesome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah. I assume you have a friend, Summer, there with you.
Yep.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, excellent. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. This is nerve-wracking. God bless you guys. No wonder I work with kids and at the hospitals.
That's fun. That's why I do it.
In That's studio.
I'm a kid.
You have a good story about Morgan? Or what's up?
Well, all I can say was that Morgan was somebody I used to see when I'd go up to Gloucester and hang out. He was a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely great guy, but he always reminded me of my brother-in-law. They almost looked alike, which is really weird.
Right.
As I go up and see him, and I think it was my brother-in-law, I wonder why he's in Gloucester. Sure enough, turn around and start talking to Morgan.
Yeah.
And if I were going to say one thing negative about Morgan, it was just that he spoke so softly, you could not always understand him.
Yeah, right.
And always asked how you were.
Yep.
Is what?
He always said, hi, how are you?
Oh, Morgan was absolutely great with that. I mean, it didn't matter where he was. He would. It's like, it didn't matter if you were the Queen of England or if you were just a pump in the street.
It's true.
Morgan would always speak to you. He was just a great guy like that, you know?
Absolutely.
In the summertime, I know Summer's probably mentioned this, the Horrible Loop series.
Right.
A lot of people didn't know this, but Morgan actually started that.
Morgan did start that. And yeah. I think Bradley Royds is doing that now because that was Morgan's wish.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I think Bradley took it over because Morgan just couldn't do it anymore. It was just a little too much for him near the end. But, I mean, he did a great job with it. I mean, the things that they have done and where the vision that he saw for it was pretty incredible, you know.
Absolutely.
My understanding was that he was able to even bring some fairly well-known acts up there during the period of the Harbor Loop. You know, like in the older days.
Well, going way back, he used to book stuff over at Boston Tea Party. I mean, you're talking what, late 60s there.
He did tell me that story, Eric, about Emma Lou Harris. He was good friends with her and all those people, but, you know, he knew so many people that I could never keep up with him.
Well, I couldn't keep up with him either. I mean, I didn't grow up around here. He was just somebody that I met through people up in Gloucester. And the thing was is that it wasn't even a thing. I didn't even meet him through them. I just met it through him because he was just friendly like that.
Class act. He sure was.
He was a class act.
He was definitely a class act. He was a great guy, you know.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it, Eric.
No worries.
You have any? We're gonna play a Summer Mac pick next. But do you have a request?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really, but I
not any songs, Eric. How about a Chaka Khan song? You think they got that here?
She had some good stuff in the '70s, actually. What was that? Chaka Khan and Rufus.
You can play something by the Funkadelics.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay, we'll do that after this one.
Keep rocking.
All right?
Good.
Eric, love you, man.
Great.
Thanks, love Eric.
Good to hear from you, Eric.
All right, bye. Keep listening. All right. Summer, you were saying you were for Holly, you wanted to hear Stevie Nicks' song.
Well, she said it's Summer, if Summer wanted to pick out a song, and it would be just, I always pick Stevie Nicks.
Okay. This is Fleetwood Mac. This is Fleetwood Mac, but a total Stevie Nicks song. What's that? Hello? Bye, Eric.
The subpoena's in the mail.
Yeah.
Total.
Can you believe he said that to me? I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't even know Stevie Nicks.
Total Stevie Nicks song, even though it's Fleetwood Mac, but she's all over this one. And somebody's trying to call on the wall phone again. Hey, we switched numbers. It's 855-915-915. 9636. Well, I've gone over four. If I got to check to see. I saw someone walking around out there. Make sure I'm not stealing someone else's time. But we'll stick around a little while longer if we can. Play at least Summer's song. And what? He didn't have a request, though, did he? Okay, well.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. He said the Eric
wanted Funkadelics.
Funkadelics. We'll play them at least two. And call or call back. 855. 855-915-9636.
Thank you. what you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love now, brother, is a preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.
Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. I can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm going to tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm going to tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at MPP.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Okay, I think it's time to wrap it up.
That was fantastic.
Give the station back.
God bless Morgan.
Morgan Huke, we love you.
Keep watching over us.
Thanks, everyone who called. Thank you, everyone listening.
And who came in. And
thanks, Summer.
All the CDs. Hey, thank you for inviting me, you know.
Thank you very much, Bobby Ledger. Great songs.
Bobby was fantastic. We're going to listen to Holly tonight. What'd she say? WMBR?
WUMB.
Oh, UMB.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Look up UMB. What did she say the times? Look it up.
8 to 10.
Okay.
And also, I just want to mention James Montgomery is putting on a fundraiser for Samantha's Way. If you want to check that out, that's samanthasway.org.
That sounds cool. When's
it is.
When's July 23rd? Is that next week?
Next Saturday.
Okay. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. And
that's fine.
Well, next week we have Shred of Salvation will be playing live on A Crash Course for the Ravers. Usually not on this late. 1 to 4.
sometime. We got some extra time. Morgan must be with us.
Yes. He said, keep going. You're doing great. Tonight I wanted to plug Charlie Farron's thing because I know
he said he's sorry.
Yeah, he wanted to call in, but he's doing a show, and actually that show I had up here a minute ago. Boom, 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 boom.
Charlie's a great guy. He heard me sing at the Regent, and he came out back, and he goes, Summer, you were fantastic. And I'm looking at him going, is Charlie Farron saying right. this?
Well, he's been on the show before.
He's a great guy.
Where he's at today, it's actually going on right now, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Sandlot Sports and Entertainment, Sandlot Beach Club. That's in Sandown, New Hampshire. 11 to 11 p.m., tons of bands. Look it up. It's the Toodaloo Music Festival.
That's where my smiling Charlie is?
That's where he is right now. And you know what? I know I played this song earlier, but Charlie wasn't singing it. Now I see we actually have like a new version of it with him and John Butcher doing it.
Oh, yeah. John Butcher also played at the Regent for Morgan.
He was actually the first concert I ever saw was Jay Giles' band, but it was actually, he was the opening act. So my first concert, real Boston Garden concert, was John Butcher acts.
That's awesome. Yeah. Mine was Jay Giles.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was
at the Garden.
That was probably the same show. It was Jay Giles with John Butcher opening.
1979?
Nah, this was like...
Keep telling you, I'm older than you,
No,
Brian.
But it wasn't that far off. It was like 83 or something.
Those were the good old days. You could walk all around.
I was just a little punk. I mean, I don't even know how I got in there, but that was my first show. I think it was in the fifth grade.
So I guess we should leave by saying, you know, keep on supporting your local live artists and musicians. They are important to the community. Help each other out. You know, that's what it's all about. You see somebody down, pick them up.
Right on. Everything she said, and here's how I say, see ya. I say, see ya!
Yeah. run through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ahoo, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Small town, got my ass kicked in small town, yeah. Little rapper
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5.